Stephen Ju here.
Good day.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, coming to you from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about what's in store for 2020. I was watching a newscast and they said, it's not 2020, it's 2020.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Is it the people that, like ABC, who did the show 2020?
I don't know.
So I saw someone say, I'm Barbara Walters and this is 2020.
That's your dream job,
That's
isn't
right.
it?
I'm Jill DeWitt and this is 2020.
I was reading the comments on YouTube about this show and, and they're like, you know, you guys talk too much.
Oh.
Why don't you just tell us how to buy and sell some land?
This is a podcast. That's hilarious. Okay. It's dumb.
Wouldn't it be funny if we just sat here and just really just...
Matter-of-factly.
Yeah, said this is how you flip
step
land.
Step one, today we'll cover step two. How boring that would be.
Five people would listen to the show instead of the seven that we have.
Yeah. We had 10 on Tuesday. I think we lost three. We probably lost two more right now. Okay.
This comment is on landinvestors.com. You know, it's a question, not necessarily a question, but it's a posting by our moderator, Kevin, who also, if you go to the website, Land Academy, holds consulting sessions. And we just kind of partnered with him. He's been a moderator and he's been with our group for a long time. Super bright guy, part of the advanced group. And if you want to do consulting with him, you can.
So yeah, this is long. To preface this, this is just really nice. And yeah, landinvestors.com is our online community. In case you didn't know, check it out. And it's free. I don't know how you sleep at night. That's what it's titled, I guess. Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm writing this post as a service to others who might have people complaining about the low offers. This is just part of the business we're in, and here is my story. I got a call from a guy in Michigan on January 1st, 2020. I barely said hello when he started rattling off tons of facts about these four commercial lots that he wanted me to make a quick cash offer on. That is what it says on my website where he got my phone number. He was talking a mile a minute. When he finally came up for air, I told him that I did not think I would be able to make an offer. First, he already said that he was Jewish and would not give the property away.
What?
This is hilarious.
What does that have to do with anything?
I mentioned that my offer would not work for him because I make low wholesale offers and then resell the land. Second, I don't know anything about the area that this property is in and would have to spend precious time learning all about the county, the city, and the developers in the area. Third, I told him that I'm more focused on rural vacant land. Four, I flat out told him that I'm not the right buyer for this property. I said, you need a developer or a builder to buy this. After my reply to him, he asked, so what kind of offers do you make? I told him that I offer about 25% of comp value. He got huffy and said that his cousin does that kind of a deal and he considers it cheating people out of their property that they worked hard for. And then he asked, how do you sleep at night? I told him.
I don't know
why
I get a kick out of this.
That's great. I told him not to be concerned about my sleep and ended the call promptly. Adios. The next day, I got a call on my phone from Michigan, so I had a hunch that this was my new friend calling me back to tell me what I was doing wrong. The call went to voicemail and I was correct. It was the man from Michigan with four adjacent commercial lots on a divided highway with 600 feet of road frontage, nice. Etc. Same guy. Here's what he said. I looked up recent comps on these properties and was surprised to learn that they had increased in value far more than I thought they had. I can consider your offer in the 25 to 30% of comp range and still get out of it what I need.
Ding, ding.
So now he is willing to deal with a land thief, in his words. Thief. That's awesome. Because he wants to liquidate his holdings very quickly. There are two lessons here. Number one, we make offers that will be perfectly acceptable to a certain few people in the right circumstances.
That's exactly right.
This is who we are looking for. And if we could just get a list of those people, then we'd only need to mail about 10 letters a month. That'd be great. Number two, a property's owner's circumstances can change overnight. They can go from you're an idiot to please buy my land very quickly. I took the time to write this post because something like this happens to me at least a few times a month. I want people who are new at mailing offers for vacant land to know that you're going to get responses like this and much worse. You are doing nothing illegal, immoral, or unethical.
That's right.
Real estate agents and rental home landlords have called me a bottom feeder. These kind of labels only show their ignorance about what we do. Mm-hmm. Don't let people get you down when they ask how you can sleep at night after stealing land from old ladies. That is their perception, and you're not going to change it. Be polite and honest with people on the phone, and then get them off the phone as politely as possible. You never know. They may just call you back with the deal of the year. Send more mail, Kevin.
Totally. Send more mail.
Isn't that great? So, and did Kevin even know? I'm trying to think. Did he even know this business at all before he found this?
No.
That's okay. How great is that, too?
No, he was not in real estate at all.
Okay. Was he doing like corporate training first? I can't remember what Kevin was doing.
He was rebuilding Japanese motorcycles.
Oh, very different.
Long talk about it, actually, at the live event.
Yeah, look how far we've come. So, and it's so true. It's a beautiful way to describe what you and I have been doing, well, you since the 90s and me since, gosh, a long time ago.
I call it the check cashing business of real estate. So this is as ethical or unethical or however you want to see it as check cashing.
You know, it's so funny.
You know, people, there's a million reasons people cash checks.
Right.
And absorb the fee that it takes for the person to do that.
Could you imagine if like every product you go into, you walk into a store and you say, how much did it cost you to get this delivered to the store? And then you stood there and said, oh, I'm paying too much. You know, nobody does that. You know, and you don't expect that. Mm-hmm. It's the weirdest thing. People think that, you know, what we price and what we market up, and the whole thing is too, the way we do it, when we wholesale it, I'm not trying to sell it for retail. I'm not trying to buy it 25% and sell it at 125%. I'm trying to buy it at 25% or 30%, whatever it is, and sell it for 50 to 60% of what it's worth. So the next guy feels good. Everybody should be winning.
It's a garage sale.
It is.
You don't ask retail. If you have a garage sale, you want to just get stuff out of your house. You don't ask retail.
Exactly.
It's the same thing.
It's hilarious.
And nobody thinks a garage sale is that
ethical. I've had so many of those situations too where they're like, they're pissed at you today. They love you in a week. They're like, thank you. I talked to my whole family. Nobody wants it. I'm happy to walk away. I'm done with it. I don't want to pay the taxes anymore.
Yep.
You know, I'm getting this out of it. Like this guy, he's going to get out of it what he needed. He just said that, and everybody wins.
We get as many thank you notes
and
thank you calls as we do angry.
Yeah.
We just don't talk about them. I don't know why.
Exactly.
Heartfelt thank you notes, you know.
I've literally hugged saying, thank you. This is going for my daughter's college tuition or whatever it is.
Yep, you took this off of my plate. Thank you.
Yep, totally.
Today's topic, what's in store for 2020? This is the meat of the show.
What's in store for you? Steve and Jack Bitala.
I have to hit my keyboard here. Okay so what's in store for 2020? It's a census year.
Oh, that's
great.
That
makes me incredibly excited, as geeky as that is.
You know what? Every morning I wake up and going, is it out yet? Is it out yet? No. That's hilarious.
We are all about data and all these companies. Yeah. And so I say it jokingly, but I honestly am excited about it census year. We've been working off of 2010 census data for 10 years now. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to get some new census data. I'm really serious about that.
That's cool.
See where the population shifts are. And so that's good. I don't think it comes out till like next year, though.
Okay.
They have to take
They've collected this year and then they had whatever, and then they have to spend 6 months loving on it. We'll call it that. Kind of rubbing it all over them.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. And then they put it out there.
Land Academy will release, all the Land Academy members and House Academy members get DataTree.
Yes.
So it's now we are licensed providers of the three largest real estate data sources in the country. And members get it all now.
So Land Academy now gets DataTree. Yay! Land Academy enrollment's closed right now because we hit a milestone and we close it up. Doesn't mean you can't get in. Just means that there's a wait list and the steps should be on the website.
We capped it at 500, 500 members.
Yep.
And every month, a couple members
there's slots choose that open up.
Exactly.
Things happen. You know what happens though? It's every time it happens too because we talk about it. It's like, it's not you guys, life changed and I'll be back. I'm like, okay, we'll be here. It's all good.
Every month members come back too.
Oh, we do?
From, that have left a year ago and they come back.
Well, especially with the new stuff that we got coming up. We got more training things that we're going to do this year. Some more real focused training that people have asked for about sales and pricing. Neighbor Scoop is huge. You want to talk about that? I'm excited.
Neighbor Scoop will be released in January. Very long story short, it is the most effective way to get the phone numbers of anyone who owns real estate anywhere in the country based on geography. So if you go to a zip code, let's say you've identified a zip code as one that you want to buy and sell a land in for whatever reason, you now have can click through and get all the phone numbers of the people who own the real estate, 75% of them anyway. Exactly. And you know, we are having incredible success. We beta launched the site to our advanced group, mm-hmm. and they're reporting incredible success. We're having incredible success also. So it's not out of the question at all to hire somebody from overseas or you yourself to pick up the phone and start texting the owners of real estate. Especially after you buy it, you send the mail out and buy some property to just
reach out, the neighbors.
Reach out to the neighbors of the property and and say, hey, got a piece of property. We've sold property that way very, very quickly, like in a day. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Car Academy.
Car Academy is coming in the Q1 of 2020. Mm-hmm. The website is being developed as we speak.
And so this is the land show.
Jill said before we started, you know, you talk about Car Academy too much. She didn't say that, but in like the nice Jill sly way. This is the land show.
Yeah.
Don't talk about Car Academy.
It's good to share. We want to share. And I know we have more. There's more things coming. We're always going to do. We have our live event in October. So live event 2020 will be awesome. First week in October. And then maybe some more things. Who knows what we have up our sleeves?
Right.
So it'll be great. That's it?
Yeah.
That's
enough.
Okay.
You're number five for Land Academy now. And I really believe, I feel this way. We've hit our stride. We've got people that are multimillionaires in our group that started with nothing. And they're just like Kevin here did. And he didn't need to write that. Kevin did not need to write that whole thing and take the time to do that. He's helping.
You know what else I was going to say about 2020, what we're doing right now? I sent out an email last week, and it's going to end, I think, on this Friday, Friday the 10th, I believe. Anyway, we're putting together a huge investor opportunity list. I'm reaching out to the planet to put investors with investors, basically.
Money guys.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of people in our group that have no intention of buying and selling any land. They're just here because they want to finance other people. Right. And the list is getting bigger and bigger.
It is. And that's what's the best thing about Cap and our group. We're all becoming, people were, you know, like Kevin. Kevin, you know, a lot of new people coming in, just learning the business. And, you know, two years later, now they're funding deals for other people and partnering and doing these huge transactions. So we are putting together right now a huge list to share with all of the Land Academy and House Academy members. It's going to be just for us of who's out there and what they want to fund, what they're willing to fund, how much they're willing to spend, if they have a geographical preference, if they are willing to hold your hand or not willing to hold your hand. You know, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Cool. Happy you could join us today. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show. And don't worry, Tuesdays and Thursdays, zip over next door. You'll find us on the House Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the House Academy Show is called Why We Killed a Perfectly Good Acquisition in California. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I like those topics. It'll be good. I'm excited to discuss this with you and share why it's funny. Not every deal is a good deal.
That's right.
That's the bottom line.
And not every,
don't be afraid to kill
timing.
Them.
Some of it's timing too. You know, this is a multi-million-dollar deal that we just said, you know what?
We're walking.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's the right thing to do. Yeah, don't just because you think it's a good deal, don't try to see something that's not there. Yep. We'll cover all of that. The Land Academy Show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.